So now time for our Troy Locker Room Chats as we continue to get you set for Week 2 of high school football on Friday. Brandon Tamman with you, joined now by the Trojans head coach, that is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Coach, it was a tough one last week, a very good Wabunsee team. You saw them on the road. It was certainly a high-scoring game, but the Chargers pull it out 46-28. Just an overall thought and takeaway from that Week 1 game.
Yeah, faced some adversity. We had Logan Blevins go down on our first offensive drive, and one of our best players, our leading returning tackler, and probably our best tackler, and he didn't get to play any defensive snaps at all, and so it kind of threw us out of our game plan right off the bat, and maybe it was our fault as a coaching staff. We weren't quite prepared for somebody to go down, but our depth just isn't what it usually is, and so it really hurt us trying to stop their run game. They had 314 yards rushing, and their quarterback was a big part of that. And we just didn't tackle well in the open field, and give him credit. He's a good runner, and they have some other good runners. But we didn't tackle well in the open field, and just led to them having some easy drives. Did decent on our pass defense, but gave up 352 total yards. But just didn't stop them at all in the first half. Seemed like they scored on every possession. We did get a late interception in the first half to kind of keep it close. I liked our offense. We had 370 yards, so we actually out-yarded them. We ran 70 offensive plays, so had 146 rushing and 224 passing. So pretty good balance there. Offensively, we were kind of able to overcome missing Logan, and then our leading returning our only returning offensive lineman, Brogan Morris, got hurt right after halftime. So lost two of our best players, and this week's been kind of a mess. Practicing with 17 or so, but we went on the road, and I liked the way we showed some heart and fought through some adversity like that, but just ultimately couldn't keep up with them.
Well, ultimately, a Chargers team that could be ranked at some point. They won 9 games a year ago, and certainly it was a tough test, and you mentioned a couple of injuries certainly not helping the cause. And we even talked about it last week in regards to what you could see from them, because last couple of years they were more air-raided passing attack. They had some really good receivers that they had lost, and you had mentioned that the running game could be more of an emphasis. Did you expect the type of rushing attack and quite the dominance that they were able to kind of put forth in terms of the run game?
Yeah, we did. We just didn't hope they would dominate it that way. We thought we had a good game plan there against the run, and then when Logan went down, one of our linebackers, that we're going to have spy the quarterback, kind of changed our game plan a little bit, and then our tackling, and that was coach's fault too, because we just haven't been tackling in practice as much with the fear of somebody getting hurt in practice, and we just can't risk that. But they ran the ball well on us, 9 yards a carry. Just couldn't seem to stop them, and didn't really surprise me. But we also had some miscues that we could have, we could have had 40 on offense pretty easily. We had an overthrow on a wide open touchdown. We missed on a 4th-and-1 once in their territory. So really, it was one of those games that kind of surprised me how high scoring it was, how both teams moved the ball very effectively. But definitely need to shore up some things on the defensive end.
Well, as you mentioned again, the offense certainly wasn't the problem. You outgained Wabunsee. You have 370 yards of offense and a pretty balanced attack, 224 through the air, 146 on the ground. I want to talk about your quarterback, Gannon Bowe, steps in for the first time and throws for the 224 yards and a score as well. What'd you see from his first start?
Oh, sure. I saw some guts. I saw some good play for a guy making his debut. And, man, we've had a long line of good quarterbacks, and their coach even said after the game, man, where do you keep coming up with these quarterbacks? Because nobody knows who Gannon Bowe is right now. But, man, showed some guts. Our O-line didn't give up any sacks, so we did give him a little bit of time. He had Christian Etherton, a great target, 12 for 143 receiving, so kind of focused in on him. He had a mismatch, and we took advantage of it. But I knew Gannon was going to play well, but then our run game with 146 was maybe what caught some people off guard. 146 yards rushing, Jack Hartman, 3 touchdown run. So a little bit maybe different than last year's team where we were throwing all those things in for touchdowns. It's nice to be able to get down there inside the 5, and hopefully our O-line can keep this up and keep running those things in. So I was impressed with our offense overall. Like I said, a few miscues or we might have hung 40 on the board, but pretty good debut for them against what's supposed to be a pretty good Wabunsee team.
Yeah, Troy will look to bounce back here in Week 2. They'll take on Valley Falls. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Troy head football coach. That is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Anderson Meads, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank, off a loss to Waubunsee in the opener last week, set for Valley Falls here in week number two. Coach, you look at this Valley Falls team, a loss to ACCHS in their first game. That final was 44-16. But as you prep this week, what stands out about the Dragons?
Yeah, some great athletes. We know the Evans kid, number 30, is an impressive athlete and very fast. I mean, and the way Waubunsee ran in the open field against us, I'm scared to death of what Evans might do if he gets loose and in the open field. He's going to take it to the house. The drinker kid, another good looking dude, man. He's a specimen. Caused some problems for us on the D-line last year. He's playing some running back and some things like that. So, skill guy, quarterback runs around pretty good. Skill guys look pretty good. O-line looks kind of young, maybe young, with, you know, kind of a work in progress, kind of like we are, but, some dangerous athletes. They defended us pretty well last year, at least on one side, with some of those athletes playing in the secondary also. So hopefully another game that might come down to who can run the football with the most success and who can stop the run. And obviously we need to improve from week one in stopping that run.
You mentioned Zach Evans. He is certainly a tremendous multi-sport athlete. But what did you see from their quarterback, kind of a younger kid, and Hayden Carney? He steps in for the first time. What have you seen from him? What do you know, and kind of the expectations from what they have at quarterback?
Yeah, he moves around well. He didn't have a lot of time to throw against ACCHS, but he scrambled and ad-libbed some plays. I think he even had like a 40- or 50-yard touchdown run, like on a pass play that broke down, and he leaves the pocket and gets out in the open field, and it looks like a pretty good athlete. I don't know a lot about him. I just saw that one game on film. But the kind of a scary person that maybe we want to try to keep in the pocket and not let him get out and run around and try to make plays. So definitely those skill kids have caught my eye.
Finally, Coach, before I get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, what's kind of the expectation, the jump from week one to week two? A few keys, of course, for this game as well against Valley Falls.
Well, you know, control what we can control. We can't control knee injuries. They happen. There's nothing we can do about them. They're freak things, ACLs, things like that. But we can control some of the miscues we had. We had a muff punt. Let's shore up our special teams a little bit this week. And we get to play at home, our first game at home this year. A lot of people will be seeing us for the first time, you know. So, hey, let's go out and put on a show, make a little impression on some of our fans that didn't get to go to Waubunsee last week and try to get a victory here at home. We got three games in a row at home, and they're not going to be easy with Valley Heights and Centralia on deck after this Valley Falls game. But it's going to be nice to have a home football game with our crowd behind us. And hopefully we can just shore up a few of those things that we can fix. And, you know, hopefully we get some luck with some injury issues and go out and try to win a football game.
Troy head football coach Derek Jasper joining us, as he does each and every week throughout the course of the season, as our locker room chats continue, getting you set for week two of high school football on Friday night. Troy at home for the first time this year, taking on Valley Falls. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon. Go Chiefs.